Okay.
Okay, it is 6:02 p.m. on Tuesday, May 26, 2026. We'll call the common council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Varga.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Buckman.
Here.
Adams.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on May 12th. Were there any changes or corrections? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. Tad, Jennifer, and Dan approved. And the other two abstain, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Other two abstain. We will open the floor for any public comment. Any public comment? Seeing none, we'll close public comment period. Next up is the CF1 review. So Dale, do you want to come up and just talk kind of in a nutshell about everything we got in front of us right now?
Yeah, in what order do you have?
Well, we have Renly Properties, Vidi2, and then Kia Sarah.
So let's start with Renly. So this is quality inspection gauge. And if you remember last year, we discussed this, looking at their employment versus what the SP1 was. They had lost a couple of customers during COVID. But they've continued with the 11. It's the same number they had last year. And also look at the wages. They're pretty high for Columbia City. So, they continue to kind of be pretty steady. They've just never recovered from a couple of those lost customers in the COVID period. The next one, Vidi2, is the Holiday Inn. This one, the Pete Patel, who's the new manager out there, wanted to be here tonight, but he had a family emergency. In the past, this particular compliance form has been missing, and we now have Deep, who's the new manager. He's been in my office several times. I've been out there. He's worked diligently with Scott Wagner and the Board of Health. I think they've cleaned up quite a few issues out there, especially with maybe the pool and some other things. They just recently passed a Board of Health reviewer that's 100% they got a new rating. This one, while it's not built out, it is paid 26.7. They aren't asking to pick up where they left off. They missed those. That's behind. So this is, again, we're getting to the last couple of years. These percentages are pretty small in what they'd be getting. But I should say any questions on that.
This is their last year.
Last year.
Okay, so this is their last year, which means they'd only be at 10% of abatement.
Mm-hmm.
And as kind of a reminder, with this one is was under a different manager, and that's really why a lot of the paperwork fell through the cracks and stuff. I will say that going way back, if you remember when Holiday Inn Express came, that was a big deal for our community. Part of that was the additional assessed value that would be put onto the property, and that would raise our assessed valuation as a city, and also give another hotel option for our residents. Looks like their AV is at $2.8 million, which again is over what they actually had promised from a it's over what the actual, if you will, from the previous year, if you will, not what over they had promised. But again, I don't know that they knew what they were promising at that point.
No.
Anyways, but still. So there's pro and con to that one. But again, there was 2 years worth that we didn't do any abatement for them. They paid full, if you will. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
And then the last one, Kia Sarah, there's three of them, the personal property over the years. One of them, this has got to be about their last year, I think. And the one was missing the employment, their hall at 25. As you'll see, two of them were
briefly, I think things are going fairly well. Again, their parent company is in the Cleveland area, and they're pleased with Kyocera, especially since the move off of Swihart over to, I should read this tower, because I was going to say whatever, right? Mm-hmm.
So,
any questions?
Sure.
They continue to just
kind of
along.
I had a question actually about the Kyocera. I'm not sure which one it says. But their actuals are down about, they're only at about two-thirds of their projected, their estimates
on
their salaries on the, let's see which form this is.
Well, okay.
The when they purchased the ERG6 CNC grinder.
That would be the, the CF22.
Right, they were at 29, they were going to hire 10 more. They should have been at 39, and they're only at 25.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't answer that other than, I knew, though, Drew has some outstanding open ranks. He is starting to hire some folks. But that 25 obviously is way below
30.
Yeah.
So.
Is that the company that was trying to bring in a big piece of machinery?
No, that is DOT America. Yeah. They're still very deep.
Okay.
If that tariff ever goes away, they'll bring that in. Not go away, I think it's reduced.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got
Yeah, I've got a question, just because I'm a layman to this still. Are any of these in compliance where they should be compared to the paperwork?
Well, so the paperwork is the SB1 that was filled out when this was first done.
Correct.
So, yeah, so technically, like Ringling, they're way down below what that SB1 is. So, you know, the compliance, you can say it is or it isn't.
So none of these are compliant from when they first filled out the form.
Well, as far as employment, they did make an investment.
Usually,
this good question.
This is just from their
seat. And then, the last thing that I would say is, I appreciate you coming here and educating us, but I do find it disheartening that these. I understand the guy from the hotel and the gentleman from Vector Mixes, but you know, they do this if it's 10 years, and correct me if I'm wrong. They know they have to come back every year, right? And then ask for it to continue. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
I find it disheartening that they can't even take their time out of the day to come to a meeting themselves for us to ask questions to. So that's not your problem, nor is it your fault. I'm just simply making a statement that I don't think it's too much to ask for people to take a half hour of their time or at least send a business representative to a meeting so we can ask questions. So,
I got something. I was reading through this afternoon, and there's a business tangible personal property assessment return, and it says here that the taxpayer sold all their assets in Indiana effective August 14, 2025, and his final Indiana business tangible personal property assessment. What does that mean exactly?
Well, not having seen that before, but
to me it was like, did they file a bankruptcy or something with this?
Not that
I'm just, it's in here three different times. Marshall. When I read through this, and I'm like, what?
Well, so this is news to me. I don't know what that is.
Because it just, when you sell all your assets.
Hmm. I can ask.
I'm just kind of curious. That doesn't sound very good to me.
You can't stand.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
I have no idea. I'm not going to try and answer that.
Of course, it is the council's prerogative. How you want to go forward. If you want to approve one or three or two, if you want people to come in front of you, or you can deny, you can do whatever you want. It's the council's prerogative.
Well, my first thought is I'd like to have an explanation of what that meant, because that's kind of a serious thing. Yeah. Now, is there a date that we have to have these turned in by?
Everybody had to be in by May 15th of each. And okay. So everybody is in.
Well, no. Into us.
Into
not
us.
In anywhere else.
Okay.
Into us, okay. By May 15th. Yeah.
Okay. I'm
happy to ask the question, and if something's up, bring them in, and, you know, have them come to the next council.
Yeah, was that provided to you by them? How did that get into this?
It was in their packet.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
It was
okay.
Part of the Yeah, it was in their packet.
Well, no.
Is it? Was it because? Is this the one that has changed ownership?
Yes.
And that very well could be the reasoning behind it, but
yeah,
I don't can't say that for sure. But I do know that it has changed ownership.
It has changed ownership. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but and it does say it's filing a final Indiana business tangible personal property assessment. So, I think clarity is important. I 100% agree with you.
I would move that we invite Kyocera to come back in.
Okay. And table their tax abatement request. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I second that.
Okay. I have a motion by Jennifer to table Kyocera and ask them to come in person. And second by Ryan for the discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous on that one. Or does, I guess. So then we have BD2 and quality inspection gauge. What would the council like to do with those Rindley properties?
I would move that we approve both of those.
A second.
Okay, I have a motion by Jennifer and a seconded by Dan to approve the Rindley properties abatements. And I don't, is it, do we have we defined if it's the last year or not for those?
Rindley, yes. I think Rindley has one more year.
The second Rindley?
Yes.
Is there more than one Rindley?
Mm-hmm. No, I only had one.
Only had one? Okay, then I'm seeing a copy then. Okay.
They both started in 2016, so that they're 10 year.
Okay, so.
Another one.
Well, BD2 ends up being, they started in.
Yeah, but the completion date is when.
Completion date is when
it
hits.
So when
it starts
right here.
Okay. Well, anyways, point of the matter is the motion and second was to approve the Rindley properties and BD2, those abatements. And I have a second. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay? Anything else you need from Dale while he's here?
Dale, I have a quick question. Do we have any other ones that were out of compliance for being late?
Not that I'm aware of. We had one, a straggler come in, but it made it in time.
Okay.
So you haven't seen it, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
The only other one would have been ADMC, and they haven't filed for several years, so I don't even know if they're even eligible at all anymore. But I know that they were on the list at one point. But.
Okay. Right, thank you.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Okay, let's see. Next up is Ordinance 2026-14. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Ryan. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2026-14 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-14, an ordinance restating and amending Chapter 52 of Title 5 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
So for those of you that were not here last time, basically this is codifying, if you will, what the state and federal government has mandated for us regarding the lead water lines. Gives the ability for us to go onto people's property in order to take care of the water lines that we're mandated to do. As I mentioned last time, it's something where not necessarily something we want to do. We always try to work with the person first and foremost. We want to get their permission. But if they are not doing what we have to do, but we're being mandated to do, this gives us the ability to go onto the property and work on the water system or work on the water lines that are going into their house. I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Marcia, putting you on the spot, but I don't believe this gives us the ability to actually go on into their house. It just gives us the ability to go onto their property, not into their house.
But property owner still maintains the line to the...
Yes, yes. Property owner still maintains the line from the meter to the house. The challenge is that the state and feds are basically mandating that we have to make sure that that's not lead.
Want us to get the bill for the house to the meter.
Yes, well, we may still end up getting the bill if they don't work on it. We're still working through all those details, but we have to at least figure out what kind of line is between the meter and the home, which is really not even our responsibility, but it is now because the feds are saying that it is.
Ryan. Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Ryan, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. So next up, we're getting into a little unfamiliar territory, but we are getting into the amphitheater project. So Chip has been working really hard with our BOT contractor, if you will, to get the amphitheater to a place that is fundable, getting the amphitheater to a place where it's buildable, all those kind of pieces. Now, in order to effectively fund that, we don't have, $4 million in cash, obviously. But the majority of the funding of this component will come out of the food and beverage tax. There's a little bit of property tax backup in there for sure. But my point of saying all that is the state allows a certain constitutional cap on our debt. And in order to go past that constitutional debt limit, you create a building corporation. You see this when the library built their facility. You saw this when the high school built their facility. This is the way it effectively creates a body that manages the actual building of the facility, paying of the bonds, things like that. So we don't get out of paying for those bonds. We still have all those checks and balances. You guys still get the approval of lots of that stuff. But what this ultimately does is it creates a building corporation, and it also we have to circulate a petition and get at least 50, we're saying 60, but at least 50 signatures from residents that say, yes, we want this amphitheater to be built. Okay, so that's really what the first resolution is focused on. The second resolution is focused on reimbursing of expenses. So one of the things that we're doing is, for instance, is obviously we have engineering work that has to be a part of this, as a part of the BOT process. Well, in order to get it reimbursed from the bond proceeds, we have to pass a reimbursement, intent to reimburse expenditure resolution. So that's really the focus point of these two things. Again, as I told you before, this just gives us the ability to start moving forward on that. You guys still will have to approve the GMP, the guaranteed maximum price, okay? So this is not like the last step before you'll see this again. You will see the full project and the guaranteed maximum price and all of that stuff that you will get an approval of before we move forward, okay? I know this is a lot of gobbledygook because I'm still learning it in the process. Marcia's been involved in it. We got a lot of help from Lisa Lee at Eismiller for bond counsel on this process. So we're trying to move the boat forward here. We have to do this before we can go through the GMP and all those kind of pieces. So this is one more step toward the amphitheater. Sure.
This is wording here on page 19. Certificate of the Willie County Auditor.
Yes.
The petition underneath there, it says State of Indiana. It says City of Whitley.
Okay.
Is that right? I was reading through this and I just didn't see the City of Whitley. Page 19. Where the county gets involved with this. It says City of Whitley.
What page are you on in the packet?
It says file
right here. That should be County of Whitley, Dan.
That should be County of Whitley?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to make sure everything's worded wrong.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we don't have to come back and do it again.
Yeah, so the good thing is are these all changeable? Did she send these all to us changeable?
Yes.
I have to look.
So we can get that. We can modify that.
We can modify that. You probably have it too, but you can just modify that.
Yes.
Okay.
Good catch. Okay.
Okay. So is this the equivalent of I'm building a house and I'm hiring somebody to general contract?
Sort of. What this is basically to say, number one, we have individuals in the city that actually want this project,
sure.
Right? So that's the petition. But the second part is that we're creating this building corporation that effectively assumes the risks because it's outside of our constitutional debt limit, so it's a mechanism the state allows for us to be outside of that constitutional debt limit. So
there's no more risk to the city by doing that.
It's no more, no less.
It doesn't
same amount.
Either,
exactly. No. It's all it really is a procedural mechanism
it's
to be
bypass.
Able to fund it.
Is that
so what?
It's a bypass.
It's effectively a bypass of yes. It's a bypass of the constitutional debt limit. That,
understood.
Yes. So that's what it is. Yeah. And again, I'm going to tell you what I've told you before, which is we will, when it gets to that GMP time, we will have the full funding package for you all to look at and to say, yes, no, we hate this, we love this, we want it, we don't want it. Okay? So.
And if we did approve it, there's no other way these kind of projects move forward.
Bingo. Yep.
And it's just because of the cost.
Yes, because of the financing mechanisms that are in place.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, this doesn't, if the resolution to create the building corporation and to get the petitions and all that stuff doesn't pass, the project's dead.
I make a motion to approve.
Okay. Motion seconded. Further discussion or questions? I'm sorry it's muddy, but it is what we have to do.
Can we do those one at a time, or do you want to do them together?
I need to do them one at a time, I believe, so thank you. So just to clarify, your motion is to approve resolution 2026-16. Okay. And Brent, your second is good?
Yep.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion?
I would just say as long as it's fixed, as long as the...
Yes. Is that on the first resolution?
I only noticed it on one.
Okay. What was it on 16 or...
It's on 16.
On 16? Okay. So with the change.
With the correction.
Okay. And Brent, you're cool with that correction,
yep,
right?
With correction.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next resolution is... Oh, I've lost it.
17.
Yes, thank you. this is for the reimbursement expenditures. Do I have a motion to approve resolution 2020? I'm sorry. We have to read these. I apologize. This is my fault. We're going to have to go backwards. So we're going to strike everything that just happened. I'm sorry. Completely forgot. Can I have a motion to read resolution 2026-16 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Ryan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution 2026-16 by title only.
Resolution 2026-16, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Columbia City authorizing circulation of petition of taxpayers and two appraisals of certain real property.
Do I have a motion by Ryan?
Motion.
And a second by Brent.
With the correction.
Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. So sorry. I'm off my game tonight, apparently. Do I have a motion to read resolution 2026-17 by title only?
Motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Tad. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution 2026-17 by title only.
Resolution 2026-17, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Columbia City making its declaration of official intent to reimburse expenditures.
Do I have a motion to approve resolution 2026-17? I have a motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Jennifer. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Appreciate that. The timeline's on there as well, so you kind of see the process that we're working on. That's not the updated timeline, I don't think. So just basically move everything up by two weeks. So, okay. With that, let's see. Department head reports. Terry.
The work's been completed on the DMSF on the door controllers. And we're also working on Bryce and get the full, trying to get the old software to work with the new software and get those up and running. And they're also working on cellular connection for the electric department out in the county so they can get their data back over the collection system for meters. That's all I have.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Chip?
So I've been spending a lot of time on the amphitheater. I think we are working in the right direction, getting it below estimated costs. We'll find out, but that's my anticipation. We did have a bite on the jail, but it's not in our wheelhouse, so moving on past that. The test kitchen.
Chip, can I stop you just
yes.
for clarity's sake for the council? Because I don't want to skip over it.
Super vague.
So there is a process where there is a advertisement that's happening right now just to make sure we've covered all of our bases. We have had one proposal come into the Redevelopment Commission. Redevelopment Commission is looking it over. The assumption is that they probably will decline it. We have to go through a 30-day quiet period, and then we can negotiate with anybody regarding the jail. So the idea is after the 30-day quiet period that we will go back to those developers and negotiate, because the financial package that was offered was maybe not where we really wanted it. So that's maybe more information for you. It's not that we're doing nothing with the jail. We're still in process, but we have to follow this timeline. Okay?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just hitting the top.
That's okay. I just saw confused looks, and I wanted to make sure they were clear.
So I hired a new GIS coordinator, Casey Boggs. He started today, so we're trying to get him onboarded. I'm hoping that's going to be good. The compliment's going to be good. And also, we had a request to improve the back end, the north side of Oakey Alley. So I've actually been putting a lot of time in that, and hopefully that'll be done within the next 2 months. Better be done within the next 2 months.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Matt?
New hire started today. Dog park is getting gates on it, so we're ordering the locks and drinking fountains for the dogs and hoses and everything to clean them off with when they get a little dirty and all that stuff. Pool opened Monday. We had a few hiccups, but we got through it. And pickleball courts now are finished by the pool and are open for use.
But no code brown.
There was no code browns, no.
Good. Question of the mat. Thank you. Kelly.
Yeah, our concrete guys finished up a 50-50 sidewalk in Columbia Shores last week, and we got that dirted and seeded. There's three more on the books to do. Brent's one of them, and then we got two other ones. We'll probably be doing one on East Ellsworth next. While locates are being called in, we went down to Chauncey Street, North Chauncey on the brick section. There's some low spots in that we, our crew, removed bricks and tried to level them back up. So we're going to try to hit some of those low spots when we can during some downtime area like that. So started back on that this week. We're working on that. Cash. Uher, our newest guy, is working on getting a CDL. He's been working on testing and currently has a instructor out at the MSF that's working on the behind-the-wheel driving test, getting him ready to take the one, I believe it's in Fort Wayne. And then we started televising sewer line in Section G, which is Deer Path and Hawthorne area.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you. Strange and Danger.
Oh my gosh, that's small. New breathing air compressor that I've the new breathing air compressor that I've been yapping about forever is finally in operation. The guys are loving it because it actually works. If you just recap, the old one wasn't that old; it just never ran. We had to have it repaired every 2 weeks, it seems. Final inspection for the new engine will be the week of the 22nd. There will be three people going to that final inspection. Zach, Mike McGregor, and I've got a check with Sean Leckie. We'd like Adam to be a part of that final inspection. Being our mechanic, I think would really be a good person to go. That is a day of looking at paperwork and going and making sure everything is intact. It is not fun. I did it once. I hated it. 107 is still awaiting repairs. It is still in service, but awaiting repairs. And we've made some changes to some of our hose lays. The guys have been, they've not liked some of the way our hose lays on the truck and how it deploys when you take off. So they've been working diligently to improve that. So they think they found one that they settle upon that they like. And I'm just like, sure. So other than that.
Question to Tom. Thank you. Mike.
Tri-State compressed air was in and done all our PM work on our compressors and our blowers. Procurement's been setting flow meters and flow nodes, gathering data like they normally do every year. And I sent off to IDEM, and I copied you on that, the memorandum for where we are on ammonia.
Mm-hmm.
So keeps them up to date, keeps them off our back.
Yep.
So, That's all I've got.
I read that we're in good shape is what I read.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They just
as far as functionality and the way we're running the place, yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's just trying to find a little issue that we're having here and there. So, but, yeah.
Question of the mic. Thank you. Gary.
This guy's report for short. I got quite a bit here. Officer Blocker and Officer Didion completed their 1 month FTO, which doing well in that. The guys are pleased with that. They're thinking that going to the academy or working the road to help them. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. They're doing well. Officer Blintek has officially started and transitioned right in. Officer Myers is doing well. He should be released from FTO here soon. So things are looking good for scheduling. Memorial Day run and the parade went well. It was a great day for it. Mm-hmm. Temperatures weren't too hot. Beautiful sunshine. So
of course.
Everything worked good. Dispatch is going good. So anything else?
Questions of Gary? Thank you.
Marcia?
Nothing.
Leslie?
I have nothing.
A couple things. Yes, I agree. Memorial Day parade and ceremony went beautiful. Beautiful day, and as beautiful as that ceremony can be. That was good. Last week we had our final youth council meeting, which was great. We worked a lot out at the Aquatic Center. There was still a lot of weeds even after the first pass and stuff, and got through a lot of those, and also worked on the signs on both ends of the city. I also hosted the Mayor's Commissioners Caucus last Wednesday at our Aquatic Center, so got to show off that amenity, although it was a little chilly that day, but we survived. So this Friday, I am doing a special lunch with the mayor with our assessor, Kim Erdley. And I think the reason I felt like it was really necessary was to explain the assessment process, understand how much the state guidance leads that process, that it's not just some random person saying, oh, we're going to add $50,000 to your house, we're going to add $20,000 to your house, oh, I like you, so you're going to be minus $20,000. So I just say all that to say that is, I have promised her I will try to keep that as good and information focused as possible on that, because I think it's just important to educate the public of why and how that process happens, because it's really easy to open your mail and say, oh, my assessment went up $60,000, that can't be right. Well, there's a process of why that happened that way. I'm not saying that's the right process or not, but it's important to know what that process is. So Thursday, we are giving out mailboxes to the Troy School students, graduates, so that's exciting that we're already to that point. Also, Veterans Treatment Court is that afternoon as well. Budget meetings are set up for next week, so we're going to be working through the budget with my department heads. And then a week from this Friday is the CCHS graduation mailbox pass out as well. So lots of cool things happening. Westgate, Board of Works approved the Westgate Phase 3 contract today. We don't have dates yet on when that will start, but we'll definitely call a neighborhood meeting. So I'll let you two know on that. And we are. I will tell you, we're a little concerned about. Let me rephrase. So for the second month in a row, the governor has suspended the gas tax. That is direct money that goes into our MVH and LRS accounts to fund road repairs. And so AIM is asking the governor's office and the legislature to consider backfilling that account with the surplus that they keep boasting about, so that we can continue to maintain the roads, not just for Columbia City, but for all the cities and towns and counties across the state. So we're having that conversation as well, but I just want to give you a heads up. I don't know what that looks like from a funding standpoint, but and we're also working on LIT, the MUST meetings. I know they've appointed somebody, mm-hmm. but we have not heard any more about that. We did get some information from Baker Tilly last week, and Leslie and I are having a meeting with them tomorrow to just look through, make sure we have a good understanding of what Baker Tilly says our income tax capacity is. And then after we have a good understanding, we'll make sure you all have that information as well. So I think that's all I got for right now. Dan?
I have nothing.
Jennifer?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion out in the community about the sound of vehicles. Annoyance and irritation.
Yes.
So that is causing a lot of people, and a lot of people are feeling a little frustrated about it. I wanted to let everyone know that I spoke with our esteemed Chief of Police, Harry Parrott. This is indeed a violation of the noise ordinance.
Yes.
This is not something to be tolerated. If it's bothering you, call dispatch.
Yep.
Try to get a description of the vehicle or vehicles that are doing this in your neighborhood.
Better yet, if you can get a license plate number,
yes,
that will also help us. Yes,
yes. Or uh-huh. video or whatever yes. you need to have. Again, it is a violation of the noise ordinance. Mm-hmm. I have heard from parents whose children have been awakened from naps, adults on different shifts being awakened, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's about respect for everybody and
absolutely.
Everybody's peace, and so.
Absolutely. I heard a boombox last night for the first time.
Yeah, and there were some fireworks last night, I think, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I think fireworks are probably within the.
They are. They are permitted yesterday, not today, but yes, you're right. Gary, do you want to address that since Jennifer brought it up real quick? Just what you guys are doing regarding the noise ordinance?
Yeah, absolutely. So I sent out an email a couple weeks ago because I got some calls myself and the guys that they make sure that we're like out enforcing these ordinances and noise violations. If you hear it, you know, stop them. Use your discretion.
Yep.
And whatever you feel you need to do at that time. And explain to people that, you know, obviously we want to keep our community.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those things where it wouldn't be annoying if it was an occasional thing, but I know over in my district, mm-hmm. we're hearing it every day.
Yeah.
Multiple times a day.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if someone's just driving around, just going through all the neighborhood. If one person, multiple people,
yeah.
we haven't figured that out yet. So
yep.
we're trying to.
You know, if I could hear it.
Trying to find the problem.
Right.
Trying to find the problem. Dan can hear it. Wow.
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 If I could hear it.
Tom, do you have something to say?
Just clarification on the fireworks. There's no confusion. There's not open fireworks between now and the 4th.
Before, that is. Well, the week before, whatever that is, yeah.
Right. The way it sounded a minute ago, though, it sounded like we're in the dates that we can do fireworks.
Gotcha.
It was because it was Memorial Day.
Memorial Day
There's
weekend.
A period of time for Memorial Day.
Yes. yes.
And a
yes.
separate period of time
is that
for
city
July.
Ordinance?
That is
as
city ordinance, yes.
As well.
Well, yeah, so
the state
allows has
year
ordinance.
Around.
What?
The state allows them year-round. We fought that in Terre Haute.
I was going to say, so state ordinance gives us the ability, yes,
right.
we can be more strict,
right.
except that there are certain dates that we are mandated that we have to allow. So we have to allow the, I don't know, like June 20-something through July like 6th or 8th or something like that. It's a long period of time. But then from a local ordinance standpoint, we also approved Memorial Day, Labor Day?
Yeah, and then
for
New Year's Eve
is a state mandate, so yeah. But again, we have all, by the way, if anybody is watching, we have all that information on the city website in a special form to talk about that. So, you have anything else, Jennifer?
No.
Okay.
We'll get it here.
Chad, you're up.
I have nothing.
Okay, Brent.
I got nothing.
Ryan, anything from the audience?
I'll just give a quick update. Once
sure.
a month, we have the Indiana Small Business Development Center in our office, and that day was today, and actually we had three Columbia City kind of a business that's growing and a couple of startups, so it's fun to see that as a free service, and entrepreneurial spirit is doing good in the community, and it's fun to help.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? Okay, we are going to conclude the council meeting, and we'll move toward CIP committee.